Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
This week, the Montana House Judiciary Committee voted down House Bill 282 to rewrite Montana marriage laws to allow for same-sex marriage. Even though that bill failed, it failed in an environment where a new argument is increasingly gaining traction. The argument goes something like this. Our government is a government of limited powers. It only has the power we give it. Why should we give it the power to be involved in marriage? We love individual liberty. Giving government this power seems like it reduces liberty without accomplishing anything. Or simply put, maybe we should just solve the debate over same-sex marriage by getting government out of the marriage business altogether. Today, I'd like to address that argument. Montana's Constitution defines marriage as being between a man and a woman. Here's why our state should keep that law in place. Relationships between men and women are the only ones that might produce children. It's true that same-sex couples can adopt. It's true that modern science allows for options like in vitro fertilization, surrogate motherhood, and more. But in all of those cases, all science has done is to remove the male and female from each other in terms of time and distance. It's still the interaction between the two that produces the child. Some husbands and wives choose not to have children, others can't, but the logic remains the same even in those cases. Relationships between men and women are the only ones that might produce children. That justifies the government treating that relationship differently than a same-sex romantic relationship. Defending the defenseless is the most basic reason that free and individuals enter into a social contract to create a government in the first place, and no one meets the definition of defenseless quite like a child. Children get no say in when they're born or who adopts them. Children get no say in the values they're taught. They have no say in the food they'll eat growing up or even where they'll grow up. Sometimes in America, we put adults into situations they have no choice about entering, where they get no say in what they're taught and where they have no say in what they eat. We call those situations prisons, and we would never put an adult into one without a court having some say. A court, of course, is the government. Childhood is obviously different from prison. If the child has good parents, a good community, good schools, and a good family. But if you take away those things, childhood would actually be worse than prison. Providing those things is the job of a family. But tragically, some families fail in that duty, and in that situation, the child cannot defend himself. If it's okay in the case of adults for the government to have some say when they're put into an unfree situation, then it's also okay in the case of children. That's why there's a legitimate role for the government in marriage. That's why the government encourages maximum commitment in the only relationship that might produce children. Otherwise, children might be defenseless in a harmful situation over which they have no control. With the defeat of House Bill 282, our legislature is providing the maximum possible defense for children. That's their job, and we congratulate them on a job well done. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.